Welcome to the Manage Impact Development Training for Operations Manager. My name is Brian Wren, and I'm a knowledge engineer with Microsoft, focusing on System Center and cloud technology. This lesson is titled Advanced Discovery. Now, we really just have one task in this particular module as far as our sample application is concerned, and that's essentially to reintroduce this store class that we defined and create the proper containment relationships with store server and store client. Basically, what we have up until now is we just took all of the store servers and clients from whatever different stores we have that they reside in, and they're contained by this top-level stores group. What we want to do now is define a class for each store so we can do a health rollup. And the idea there should be fairly straightforward, so we can measure the health of each store, basically comprised of the health of all the different store servers and store clients at that particular location. So in this sense, the store class does not represent that something that, it doesn't represent something in the environment that actually exists. Each store server represents a server at the store. Each store client represents a client. But the store itself is basically this non-existent entity, but we want to define a class for it in order to do that health rollup. So the question though becomes, how do we discover that instance? I mean, obviously the server, we go and we look at the agent, see if it has certain registry settings, and we've gone through all the different discoveries here, and they primarily comprise looking at the agent, looking for information on the agent to determine if we should create an instance. For this store class though, we need to figure out what source of information we can use to essentially define each store and then figure out which servers and clients should be contained within that store. So because of this complexity, we're going to do a discovery script. We've already talked about discovery scripts, so the mechanics of the script itself aren't particularly interesting, but what's interesting is the logic that we're going to use. And so in this case, there are really a variety of strategies that you can use, and this is a common situation when we deal with management packs, where we have some particular instance that we need to discover, and we aren't exactly sure how to do it. And the basic logic that we use is to sit back and think, where can I get that information? Oftentimes it's sitting in a database somewhere. Maybe I have a list in a database of all the different stores that I could run a script that went and collected information from that particular table and created an instance for each store. That would certainly be a very real possibility and something we see done a lot. In this case though, I'm looking and saying, well, I've already discovered store servers and store clients. And one of the properties on there is the store code. And that certainly seems like the logical value to use for a key property for store. So if I were to go and look at the store servers and clients that I've already discovered, look at all the store codes on there, basically compile that list down to just a single list for each individual store. I may have, you know, 5-6 different servers at the store, but to be able to look at all those and say, okay, here's a particular store code that represents that one store, those 5 belong at that. So if I can get one list from that data that we've already collected, then I should be able to do that discovery. So the strategy that we're going to use, and I'll talk through this when I present the script and we jump into our test environment here, is I think, well, why don't we run a script against the Operations Manager database? We can run that on the management server, which has access to the ops database, basically use some PowerShell scripts and use the ops manager commandlets in order to look at all of our discovered instances of the server and client, and then consolidate that down to just a simple list of the individual stores. Then for each store, go ahead and discover that particular instance, and then of course create a containment relationship, an instance of the containment relationship, that will add each store server and store client for that particular store, basically create the containment relationship in order to do that proper health rollup. So that's the strategy we're going to use, and I'll talk through the rest of the details as we have a look at the script and the discovery itself. So here we're in our test environment, but instead of starting in Visual Studio or the Ops console, I'm actually starting in the Operations Manager shell. because we want to do a little bit of PowerShell work here to determine basically how we can get back our list of store servers that have been discovered and to really figure out the store codes from them and consolidate that list down into a nice list of store codes that we can use in our discovery script. Once we've done that, we'll jump over into Visual Studio. I'll basically just paste in the script as opposed to sitting there typing it individually, but certainly walk through the script and most of the difficult concepts in there I'm going to show right here. Now, I have made one minor change in my test environment. If you recall, I had three different store servers, each for a different store. And just as you'll see, to illustrate things here, because we want to discover each individual store and then the servers within that store, thought it made a lot, it would illustrate the concepts a lot better if we had a store that had two servers in it. And so what I did is I just changed one of the store codes on one of the servers. So now I still have three store servers, but instead of three individual stores, they're for two stores. And of course, our discoveries will rerun and pick up that change and change everything that we've discovered so far. There's absolutely no change that I made to the management packs at all. Just a little bit of a tweak in my test environment. So what we want to do here, first off, is to return our list of store servers that we've already discovered. So we start that by getting the class that we're interested in. And the commandlet for that is get scom class. And the name of the class is mpauthor.stores.computerRole.storeServer. Okay, and we can see there in fact is the class we're interested in. So I'm going to assign that to a variable called class. Okay, now so to get the instances of that class, I can say get scom class instance, and there are a number of ways to do it. I'm just going to pipe in the class here, and sure enough, we get a list of our instances. We just see a couple of the properties here though. So if I do this and show all, we can see here all the properties from these three servers that I've got. So we can look here, kind of pick out exactly, so principal name is the computer name. Then we can see the store code here, S3, S1, and S3. As I mentioned, this on the SCO4 server, I changed it to S3, so we'd have two from the same store. And you can see here, of course, this is the basically our custom properties that we've added to this particular class. And so we can see the properties and the class that they come from. And so I'm sure there are a number of ways in PowerShell in order to access that. I'm going to use the way that I particularly do. You may have other ways to do that, which would be perfectly valid. What's so interesting in PowerShell is there's always a number of different ways to do things. So the first thing I'm going to do here, though, is just say store servers to set it equal to that. So we can see now I have my collection of store servers here. Okay, so the way that I'll use to basically pull that code out is store servers, because we obviously don't need all of those other properties in there. For each one, I want to access, and we saw the long name of that property, stores computer role, store computer, store code. Sorry, that should be store computer. There, and that, and then the store code. And we can see this is exactly the syntax that's up here that I'm using. And we can see there that we've basically pulled out just that property for each of the store servers. Now, of course, that has, you know, some other stuff there along with it, so we can see the value for each of those properties is really what we want. And of course, we want to distill this list down to just one object for each individual store. So I have three store servers, but I only have to do two store codes. So what I can do here is say, let's group on value, which is that value property there. And sure enough, there we can see that I have one group for each store code. So what I'm going to do is assign store codes that list there. Now I've got store codes. Let's just scroll that up so we don't have to work at the bottom of the screen the whole time. So that's basically a list I can work with. This is something that we can throw into our discovery script to very quickly go out, use the store service that we've discovered, and distill that list down to just a list of the individual stores. Okay, so let's go back over to Visual Studio. Let's go ahead and get this discovery created. So the first thing we're going to do is create our discovery script. Say new item, PowerShell, and this will be discover store. So what I'm going to do is just do a copy paste here. Now this is a fairly sizable script, but I'll go ahead and explain it. And I think we can walk through it and it'll make it really should make a lot of sense, especially based on what I've already shown just in PowerShell. So first off, there's our standard parameters we're passing in. We don't need to pass in any target variables or anything like that, because really right now, all the intelligence is going to be in the script itself. It's going to go reach out to the database and get the information it needs. The next lines here basically import the Ops Manager module. Okay, now what's happening here is when we launch a PowerShell script, we're launching a standard PowerShell environment, but it doesn't necessarily have all of the different add-ins. We need access to the SCOM commandlets. And so in order to do that, we need to load that up. When you start the Operations Manager shell, it starts PowerShell, and it imports that PowerShell module with all those commandlets in it. When we launch the PowerShell instance, we need to add that in. So that will give us those commandlets. I then do here, I set up a management group connection, computer name dot. Basically, we're going to run this on a management server, looking at the local machine, doing its connection to. So this basically just sets up our Ops Manager environment and our standard lines here for discovery data and our API object. And then, of course, we see here where we're doing our, this is exactly the GetSCOM class that I just did, which gets our store servers. We're just for test purposes here, I'm creating an event that says that our discovery started. Now, actually, and what I'll talk about when we get into monitoring scripts, really a best practice here, what I would modify this to is to only do this in the case of if we put a debug variable in. So I'd add a parameter into the script that said if we wanted to do debug here, otherwise it wouldn't bother creating all of these informational type of events. So for a test environment, it's okay, but we'll start to get into a best practice later on. And then of course here are store servers and store codes. We just saw at the command line. Now what I'm doing here is setting up a hash. So what this is going to do, we're basically going to walk through each of the codes and create an instance of the store class for each one. And we could stop there, but what we then want to do is go and add in all of the servers and clients for that particular store. And so for that, I need a list of each of the store codes that I can pass in for that containment relationship, as well as the store instance that I can pass in as that source. So what I'm going to do is set up a hash table. What a hash table is in PowerShell, if you're not familiar, it's basically a simple list of objects, each with a name. So I can easily refer to some item in the list by its name and get the object out. So in this case, what we want is a hash table that has each of the instances of the store object that we can identify by the store code name. So that doesn't completely make sense. Hopefully it will when I show the containment part of this. Okay, so for each of the store codes in that list, we're going to create an instance of store. This very straightforward, just like before when we were doing our basic discovery script. We're going to add a property because that has a key property on that class of store code. And of course, we're going to use the store code name here, right? And let me just switch back so we can see it. That's this name property on that store code object that we're going to add in there. Add that instance to the discovery data. Then the next thing we do here is add to our hash table. So basically the hash table, each time we walk through this part of the loop, is going to add a new instance, a new object into that table that we say the store code name. That's how we're going to refer to it. And we're going to actually store the instance of the object. And again, that is what we're going to be able to use as a source for the containment relationship. So the first thing we're going to do is walk through this entire table, build up a list of all the store codes, and create all of an instance for each of the stores. Then we're going to walk through each of the store servers, basically go back to that list of store servers that we already compiled. And let's go ahead and have a look at this code here. So first off, we're going to go get the store code from it, much like we did before. We're going to get the computer name, okay, which is our key property for it. Okay, so now I have the computer name, I have the store code. Those give me the key properties that I need to identify the store server. So here we create an instance. Remember, we talked about this in our containment relationships in the last lesson, where we needed to create an object for our source and an object for our target. So in this case, the source is going to be the store instance that we're going to get from the hash table. The target object is going to be the store server. And so here we're just creating an, just pausing so we can cut that little bit out where I brought up the toolbar. So here we're creating an instance of store server, adding in the key property for the computer name, adding in the key property for the store code, again, things we've already been through, and then we add that instance. Okay, so now we have a source and we have a target. So we go ahead and create the relationship instance, which is store contains store server. And we have the source here and the target. So the source for the relationship, notice here, we're going out to the store's hash table and getting using the store code. So this is what a hash table allows us to do, is what we built up right here. I can now take that store code like S1, pass that in, will return the instance of the store of the store class for the store code S1. So it returns the object. So that way here, I've got the source object and the target object, and then we go ahead and add that to discovery data and then return it. Okay, so a couple things we're going to need to do here to use this script. Hopefully that describes, I know this is fairly advanced stuff in terms of doing discovery, but that's really why we wanted to do a little advanced section here on doing discoveries. So a couple things we need to do to prepare for this though. We need to create the discovery. Couple things I need to do even before I do that though, and really maybe should have done that before you walk through the script, but if we recall, back here in my containments, I had kind of that temporary setup where my stores class, that singleton, was containing the store service and the store clients. What we want to do now is have the stores plural, that singleton class, contain the store class, which will have an instance for each store, then the store class to contain the store servers and store clients. So let's go ahead and do a little bit of a change in our containments here. The first I'm going to go ahead and, like I've been doing, a copy paste just to save me from typos. I'm going to put that in here. So we have a new relationship. We already defined our store class. We just weren't using it yet. So first we're going to have stores contain store, and then these that we already have where the stores contain in the store server, we're going to make that store singular. Okay? And so that actually sets up our containment relationships, basically changing those to move from that top-level singleton stores class to the non-singleton store class. All right? So now let's jump over into discoveries. And there's one discovery, actually, we're going to need to change here, which was this populate stores. So if you remember, this one here is doing the containment, creating the containment relationship for the store server and the store client. We're going to remove one of those. And in this case, we just want MP author stores store, and that's going to be contained by stores contains store, which is that containment relationship that I just defined. Okay? So this is what, so while we need to remove that discovery for actually putting the store service and store client in that top level, that singleton stores class, we do need to include all instances of the store class that we're about to discover. All right, let's go ahead and save that. And the last thing I'm going to do is go ahead and create the discovery to run our script. Okay, so I'm going to create that manually here as opposed to doing a copy on it. All right, now our target, this is where it's fairly interesting. So remember I said I want to run this back on the management server. Okay, now if I just said management server here, and we have a class for management server, but I don't necessarily want to use that because I may have multiple management servers. And this isn't something we need running in multiple places. If I have three management servers, this is going to run on all three. Now I could run it against the all management servers pool. Then you're really starting to get into some advanced work. So I'm not going to do that here. Really what I'm going to do is use the root management server. What the root management server class is, back in SCOM 2007, we had a root management server because we didn't have the concept of management server pools. And it was just a special management server that ran some particular functions. But we have, in SCOM 2012, we have a root management server emulator that essentially makes it backward compatible. So we're left over with this class that we can use that we're guaranteed it's going to run on one of the management servers that has this particular emulator on it. But this basically gives me one management server and one management server only. So it's a good candidate for doing discoveries like this. If you have a whole lot of discoveries targeting it, then you might start to get into some performance implications. At that point, we might want to start looking at using the pool. And we have some information out there that you can find about targeting the pool. So ID, it's discovery, and I'll say discover store. Its name will be discover mp author stores store. And we're going to be discovering a class here. Which is store. And we're also going to be discovering, let's go ahead and remove that. That's okay, those are all the classes. But we're also discovering a couple of relationships. Might as well go ahead and add those in here. All right, we're discovering store, contain store client, store contain store server. In fact, while I'm doing that, I realize there's something else that I failed to do. Let's go ahead and finish this one off before I load it. We changed the old populate stores to discover the stores to store containment relationship, but we didn't change the relationships that's discovering in the definition. Again, it won't break anything because that's an optional part of the definition, but certainly it's something we should do for completeness. So the type ID here is going to be PowerShell. All right, and then the configuration. So let's go ahead at interval seconds. As I've been doing, I'm going to use 10 minutes. Go ahead and do that in lab, but don't do that in production. Sync time, the script name. I'm going to do discover store.ps1. Script body. I'm going to go ahead again and do my copy paste to include the script that we just wrote. The parameters, I'm going to go ahead and copy paste those in just in the sake of time. But in this case, remember the source ID and manage entity ID, every single discovery script you write. We didn't have any others that we needed to add in. And our timeout seconds, I'll make 120. All right, so we should be good there. Let's go back, as I mentioned, and let's just change our relationships here. And just to remind ourselves, this is the configuration. This stores contain store is now the relationship we're discovering. So let's go ahead and remove these old ones here that we're no longer using. And we'll do stores contain store. All right. So assuming I did everything correctly here, we can go ahead and build that. And we can go ahead and install it. All right, so with that installed, okay, so let's go ahead and refresh our diagram view here. And if all goes well, and it looks like it did, so we have our stores here that we had before. Now we have an instance for each of the stores that we discovered, S1 and S3. S1, sure enough, there's our one store server under that. And sure enough, as expected, there are two store servers underneath that particular store. So basically, we're done. As far as discovery is concerned, we've got this entire model built. Of course, one disclaimer, I haven't done the Unix discovery yet. We'll do that later on. But one final thing I do want to do before we completely abandon discoveries here. And that's that I just want to do a little bit of cleanup here on our views. First off, we never did create a view for store, and we're all kind of crammed in there. So what I want to do is just jump over and kind of separate. If we look at our nice diagram view here, we've done a good job of really separating out the difference between all of the objects at our central location and all the objects at our individual store locations. And so let's just kind of clean this up a little. What I'm going to do is create a folder for central, a folder for store, and just kind of move things around a little bit. Just make a little bit more presentable as we start to get into our health models. All right, so let's just jump back here to presentation. If I bring up folders, remember we just created that one folder. Let me go ahead and copy that. And here I'll say folder.central, and its parent folder is going to be this one itself. Alright, so remember the parent folder of the first one we created was just the root folder. In this case, we want to create a folder underneath that one. So we're going to use it as the parent. Exactly the same thing for stores. And of course, let's give them a nice display string to show up in the console. Okay, the element ID, do central. All right, and copy that to stores. Okay, so that sets up our folders. Really nothing more to it than that. I'll just do a quick build, make sure I didn't make any stupid errors there. Alright. While that's building, now let's go over to our views. Okay, sure enough, that's good. So let's have a look at our views, and let's just kind of move things around into the different folders. Alright, so the application, we're going to go ahead and keep that at the top level. Alright, so we'll keep that one at the top because it represents the application as a whole. Central processor, let's go ahead and move that into our central. Alright, and same thing with central receiver. I'm going to go ahead and copy that so then I can just do that. Our central receiver queues are in the central location. I'll keep the seed class, which really, I mean, now I'm going to go ahead and leave it there, but in production environment, we wouldn't have a view for that. The entire point of the seed class is that it's not managed and not something we really care to see, but I'll go ahead and leave that at the top level. Then the store ones here, we're going to go ahead and put underneath our new stores folder. Alright, now what I'll do is create, let's go ahead and copy one of these. And we'll go ahead and create one for our new, it's going to be in stores, that's fine. Our target is going to be our new store class. Okay. The ID will be view state store and display name, let's say stores. Okay, so fairly easy work there, nothing too big. After coming off the advanced discovery, let's kind of finish up with some easy stuff. And really this, do a quick install here, we should see our folders, the views shift around, and really then we're completely done with discoveries. We've been through a whole variety of different types, registry, WMI, script discoveries, we've done some advanced stuff, we discovered relationships, and so by this point, we've really done everything I quite honestly can think of doing as far as discoveries are concerned. So just, all right, so let's just do a refresh here. And we see it kind of getting built there. And sure enough, there we've got our nice application diagram and our seeds at the top level. We are a central. We have queues, central processor, receiver, and our stores. We should be able to see our new instances of our stores there. So we're good to go. I mean, we completely have a model here that we can work with. We have views that we can use. And really now, what this completes all the entire set of discovery lessons. And next lesson, we'll go and we'll start actually monitoring all these different things that we've discovered.